Time for our local hero spotlight with Phil Corman from CISA, the local hero, folks, and Ross Hackerson from Gray Dog Farm in Huntington, where you can get a meat CSA. For people who eat meat,
yes,
this
it's preferable.
A big meat season. I mean, we have a lot of fishes coming from the Italian Christmas tradition, but we're no strangers to some delicious meats as well. And Ross, you humanely raise the meat, right?
Certainly we do. That's one of the things we focus on is how well we take care of the animals. Like, we feel an obligation to take care of them,
mm-hmm.
and then we eat them. So we want them to be happy.
Humane until the point where then you're eating them. I love meat so much and also have a hard time reconciling that within myself. But when they do live, they have a good life. And how do you provide that life for them?
We pasture them.
So they're pasteurized.
They're pasteurized.
Does that mean the same thing that I think it
means?
They're not homogenized. Okay. They're pasteurized. Okay. That means that they lead as natural a life as possible. And the food that we give them is as natural as possible. We don't use antibiotics or any kind of food with pesticides and things like that.
Mm-hmm. Do you hide it on them so they feel like they have to hunt it like they would out in the wild?
Well, no. It's a good idea, though.
Yeah, right? I'll come and hide it on
Keep them moving.
But Ross, what's interesting is that you're pretty new to this, right? You've only been doing it for the last 10 years or so.
Even less. My wife and I started 7 years ago with direct marketing, raising broilers. That's meat, chickens, and sheep.
Mm-hmm.
And 2 years ago, we hired a farm manager. We kept growing. My wife took a course in holistic management, and which I had been reading the books and studying for years. And I thought, gosh, how come I can't take it? It was only for beginning women farmers.
Mm.
She came back and she said, well, I learned one big thing out of this class. I don't want to do this. She said she would support me in a commercial farm. And she wanted to do the homestead.
Mm-hmm.
So that forced me in the direction of hiring interns, apprentices, and then as we grew, a farm manager. So,
and that course actually is delivered by CISA, and it creates this wonderful network of women farmers throughout Massachusetts, New England. And that's an interesting outcome, but it's actually also a wonderful outcome because we try to help farmers do, in this case, women farmers, is to really understand their farm business and to know what parts of the business make money, which parts don't, and to really get that clarity so you can be more focused and have a viable farm business.
Oh, yes. That was a great course. Yes.
What were you doing before your wife decided she was going to take the course and then not farm? But then convince you to farm with her?
I'm a psychotherapist. I'm a family therapist. With a practice in Northampton.
So you still practice psychotherapy in Northampton while you're humanely raising all these meats?
Yes, yes, exactly.
Do you ever provide therapy to the animals?
Do you talk to them? Do you make them lie down on a couch?
I'm not even going to go there.
Is there any sort of crossover between the two worlds that you see, like the experience that you bring from the psychotherapy world to farming or the experience you bring from the farming world to psychotherapy?
You know, I think in terms of empathy and consideration, yes, yes.
Is that part of why you wanted to really go as far as you could for the humanely raised meat thing? Because of empathy?
Actually,
because of psychotherapy?
No. It was more that I think what's happening is our environment is being totally degraded by the way we farm. And what really got us back into farming was the concept, you know, to be real clear, we want to help save the world. Beginning with our community and our family and friends. And we decided, yes, if we farm and the world turns out great, that's great. We have a farm. We have a lifestyle that's unbeatable. And if it goes the other direction, we have food security for our community.
Yeah. If we get into sort of a dystopian future,
yes,
you'll know where your food comes from. Ross Hackerson from Gray Dog Farm, who have meat CSAs, eggs. They're at the winter market in Amherst and in Greenfield, but who is also a psychotherapist. Now, when I confess to you, before I even knew you were a psychotherapist, that I'm morally conflicted about meat, and I feel the pull of vegetarianism coming on me. How does the psychotherapist, humanely raised meat farmer, respond to that notion?
Oh, that's a hard one. I have
because now you're mixing science and medicine and commerce.
That's right. Okay. I have two daughters and a stepdaughter.
Mm-hmm.
One of them's a vegan. One of them is a vegetarian, and the other one is
a
vegetarian most of the time. So they ask me the same question, and I'm really clear that we take good care of the animals. What's that old joke that the chicken and the pig are talking, and when they talk about breakfast, the pig says, well, you make a contribution, but mine is a real commitment.
That isn't helping me with my psychotherapy, Ross.
Yeah, sometimes you have to just face the reality.
I need to look inside myself. Ross Hackerson from Gray Dog Farm in Huntington and Phil Corman from CISA, the local hero, folks.
Monty, you know, during this holiday season, I have to say, you and I have now done this for over 100 weeks.
Whoa.
We've done over 100 shows. I think, you know, where else can you hear about raising animals humanely from a psychotherapist?
Right.
It just doesn't happen
every
day.
There have been some good
ones. And we think you are now totally and officially locally grown.
Awesome. You're giving me a locally grown t-shirt. It's purple. with green and yellow letters, and that means my wife is going to borrow this an awful lot. I can already tell because
well, if she doesn't listen, she won't know.
That's true. Find out more about CISA and the locally grown campaign and Phil Korman, and listen to all the episodes over the course of these last 100 at buylocalfood.org.